thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange. It's the Talking Flickster podcast with JT and Grant Lee.
Oh, I love a Friday. Yes, it's the end of the week, but we get to talk movies. We get to get a Flickster on and get their thoughts on a movie of the week. And I also get to hang out with the GOAT, Grant Lee. That's the best part, isn't it, Mr. Lee? Hello.
Hello, JT. It is. It's always the best part of the last couple of days of the week, isn't it? We get to hang out. We don't talk during the week until we...
No, we
text each other.
Well, we sometimes. That's about all. You send me those meme-y type things. I'm like, oh, here's another one. My God. He goes, you know. That's one thing. I see Grant Lee pop up on my phone. I'm like, oh, this must be urgent. Oh, there we go. Meme. No, I do love it. You are very creative, Miss Lee. Got to say, you've been making some movie posters of you and I transposed in some of these movies we've had. What did we do? Twins was one. What was the other one? The Will Ferrell movie.
Yeah, what was that one? The Other Guys? Was it the other name?
I can't remember now. Have a look.
Step Brothers.
That's it. Yeah, Step Brothers. I thought that was great. I love that one. And yeah, our most recent one is Jackass, which
I would really like to put that on our Facebook pages.
But just do it. Just do
JT, when we were doing the photo shoot, you shouldn't have been putting your fingers up.
See, it could have been you putting the rude finger up, right? That would have been far more funnier. Move to the movie manager. Anyway, we're here to talk about Supergirl, Mr. Lee, which dropped just recently. Was it last week? Came out?
The week before. Yeah.
Minions, that's right. It's unfortunately, we had to do Minions last week. Would have preferred to have done this one. Our Flickster this week is a big fan of Superman, so this is good. I like when this happens.
Yeah, and he is. He's a massive fan of Superman. Can I say that he actually was so nice. When we had Superman come, he bought his own Superman cutout standee, and then he's just brought in Supergirl standee for us as well. So very, very – people have been taking photos in front of it. So it's very famous.
Oh, I love that. Well, hey, Supergirl, what did our Flickster think? We'll find out after we have a listen to the trailer.
Here's the thing. My cousin and I have very different ideas about what it means to be a hero. He sees the good in everyone. And I see the truth.
The brigands brought destruction to every corner of the universe. The galaxy must be defended.
You cannot give up on me. Anytime.
Now it's a party.
Oh, that might be a problem.
It's pretty colorful, but that's just so everyone knows we're good.
I'm going to tell you something. Only one of you is going to make it out alive.
We haven't been formally introduced.
Oh, there's Blondie off Grant Lee's 1980 vinyl, right?
Yep, you got it.
Oh, probably still works too. Bit of dust, but it's still working, yeah. Let's introduce our Talk of Flicks to tell us all about Supergirl. Welcome to Talk of Flicks. It's the wonderful Leon.
Hi, thanks for having me, guys.
Oh, hello, mate. Great to have you here.
I appreciate it.
It is. It's so good because you are a massive Superman fan, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely. Yes, that's very true.
Oh, yeah. This is good. See, Miss Lee.
Can I say, Leon came in with his Superman jumper, his hat. I'm not going to go to underpants or anything like that because I don't know, but I'm sure he's got Superman everything.
He probably tried the look, Leon, okay? Has been known to do that.
I give everything away.
Yeah, you got to keep something secret, Leon.
That's it, exactly.
All right, Leon. Well, Superman. Now, before seeing this movie, what version of Supergirl were you expecting, and how different was the version that we actually got on the big screen?
Well, I was expecting a little bit like something closer to the classic, you know, the sort of hopeful, bright, heroic Supergirl. A little bit more like Superman, but like what we got though was like one that was a little bit more rough around the edges. You know, she's coping with trauma, and you know that was like that was really different.
Which is very interesting because they're saying this was inspired by the Tom King's comic series, Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow. Have you seen that comic series? Have you read that?
I have read it, yes, but it's been a while since I have read it. And, yes, that is like a much darker take on Supergirl. The classic Supergirl, she's still she was like the hopeful, like almost like a clone copy of Superman. And that sort of changed like a little bit later on where, you know, Kara had like the trauma that came with her because she was the one that, you know, witnessed like her planet exploding and all that sort of stuff and remembers all the relatives that were left behind, that sort of thing.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, you can understand why then, if she's had a bit of tragedy in her life, why she is the way she is.
Exactly, yep. So that really ties into, like, the film and, like, and why that's, like, so much different to, like, the other versions of Kara.
The great thing about this is you being a Superman fan, you can answer this question really well. Did this movie feel like it was living in Superman's shadow, or has it taken on more of its own identity?
I kind of think like it's sort of carved out its own identity. You know, Superman's the obvious comparison, but this is very much Kara's story. You know, Clark is the country farm boy, but Kara is the one who actually remembers what she's lost.
Okay, so in saying that, that if Kara knows what she's lost, she's made. Do you think she's made herself be like this more so than going, I'm going to try to follow in Superman's footsteps?
I think that she feels sort of, in my opinion, she feels sort of like more alienated. Like Superman's sort of got himself set up and everyone in the world loves him. And I think maybe that's probably not how she feels because, you know, like that world, he's grown up on Earth. And so, that's all he knows is, like, the traditions on Earth. But Kara, she knew, like, only, you know, every tradition on Krypton. And when she's come to Earth, she had to learn everything afresh.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Supergirl and Kara, Millie Alcock is the one that plays those characters. What were your thoughts on Millie? Did she smash it out of the ballpark?
I thought she was awesome. I thought she, you know, like with the script that she was given and her portrayal of Kara, like all the emotions and all like everything that she put into that role, I thought she was amazing in it. You know, I can't imagine somebody, it's totally different to anything that Supergirl's done before. Like there's been other versions, like you've got Helen Slater and you've got Melissa Benoist who did the TV series. And they all played like pretty much the clone copy of Superman, but this Kara is completely different.
And this is her first major superhero lead role as well. So, thank Jesus, some big things.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I only know her from this. I know she did like something like is the House of the Dragon? Maybe she did.
That was
something like that. But I don't know if she's done any major motion pictures besides this one. I'm not sure.
I'm sure she's been in Home and Away or Neighbours, one of those back in the day.
Yeah, because she's, I know she's Aussie, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because everyone starts out from there, don't they? Well, yeah, Home and Away only now, I suppose.
Well, Margot certainly did, we know that.
Yes.
She's done.
Yeah, she's exactly. Gone long. So who knows?
I mean, yeah, I kind of feel like, I kind of feel like we should with Margot, we should play that the game Elbow got dragged into. What is it? Who would you date, marry, shag? You bring Margot up. Could do it on this podcast. And I can see you now. I'm not apologising.
Yeah, because he came out and apologised, didn't he?
Oh, there's nothing wrong with Kylie. Nothing wrong with Kylie. I'm sure no one on this podcast would deny that.
No, yeah. Correct. I am a huge dog fan of any dogs, and my dog is like, he rules our house. What was Crypto like?
I love, like, if you don't love Crypto, there's obviously something wrong, I think. I think, you know, I love the fact that Crypto connects the two movies. And I think that he's sort of going to be like a – I think he's going to be a linchpin for, like, everything pretty much, DC-wise. No, I can't get enough of Crypto. I think he's adorable. He can't really say what happens in the movie, but I really like his presence. And I don't think – the movie, you know, everything that Crypto's in, he steals the scene, I think.
He's really – yeah. Can I say my dog Zeus, which has – featured on the podcast a couple of times with his barking. Actually, last week I think he was barking.
Because you bring him in all the time, Mr. Lee, and I keep saying
keep bringing him in, and he sits
leave him in the car.
I can't leave him in the car.
With the window down.
So he sits at my feet, and that's what happens is, yeah, he just goes where I go. And I'm sure he'd come to work and sit in my office all day if he could, but we're not allowed to have animals inside for some reason in workplaces. But anyway.
As if you haven't stuck him in, I know you have.
Yeah,
I know you have.
I have, actually. I have. Anyway, I may have to apologize for that next week. Now, can I now ask you what character, other than Supergirl, was a standout in the whole movie?
Honestly, I think the answer is going to have to be Jason Momoa's Lobo. You know, he has to be like the kind of presence where, you know, every time he shows up, he steals the show. I mean, he's chaotic and, you know, really, you know, like a really fun way. I thought he did a really good job. And from what I heard, I think Jason Momoa was really wanting to play this role. It's like this his role of a lifetime type thing. So I think he really brought it to life.
Do you reckon he'll get a standalone movie then?
I would hope so. I mean, I'd like to see more of Lobo. If you know about Lobo, he's a very tough character.
Who would you say would enjoy this movie more? Would it be a hardcore comic fan or maybe someone like me who's never opened a comic in my life? Who do you reckon would this appeal to?
Well, honestly, I honestly think it's sort of like a 50-50 thing. I think the hardcore comics fans will probably like it, but then they're the guys that are also going to nitpick at it and say, this is not like the comics, or, you know, this bit shouldn't have happened, blah, 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 that sort of stuff, where, you know, the casual moviegoer can enjoy it and not have to think about that sort of stuff. So it's sort of 50-50, if you know what I mean.
I just had a thought. Would it be really good, because I know Supergirl had, like, 5 seconds in Superman, it would be really good to have both of them in the movie, wouldn't it? With Crypto. I reckon having just those two and her coming around to the way Superman is, I think that would be a good movie.
Well, from what I have been reading, and this is like rumor stuff, is that according to the next movie, The Man of Tomorrow, I think that's the one that's coming out next year, Supergirl is supposed to be in that. So I don't know how big a role she'll have, but, yeah, that could be interesting.
I think it would be. I think it would be really interesting to see them both fighting with, you know, with the baddies and working together.
Sure. Yeah, I would love to see that. But the other thing that's going around is that it could be a team-up movie with supposedly Lex and Superman working together, from what I've been reading.
Now, I think with a big Hollywood blockbuster type film and a superhero film as well. Cinematography, so important. So looking at things like practical effects, the CGI, visual world, what stood out to you the most? I'm guessing we're talking big explosions. You heard from that trailer. That was just incredible.
Well, to me, the visual world stood out the most. But it wasn't really, you know, about like the one effect looks perfect. It sort of all came together to build that bigger universe just around Supergirl. And it really sort of shows, you know, to me, the epic space journey and how dangerous like that whole galaxy can be.
Yeah, I think that's great. And that's well described. And I think, on the big screen, that kind of stuff just really stands out, doesn't it? I mean, there would be some really, there'd be some really good scenes in that film, wouldn't there, where like you've got to watch it on the big screen.
Yeah, exactly. It's totally epic on the big screen. It's the sort of stuff that you can't, you know, get. I mean, I know we've got big screen TVs now, but it just doesn't capture the grandeur as watching it, you know, at the cinema.
And you've got to support local cinemas. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah, it's for sure. Yeah, exactly. And let's be honest, though, you don't get the cinema feeling no matter how hard you try at home. The popcorn's not the same. You chuck the popcorn in the microwave, it never tastes like cinema popcorn. And you can't have your chop tops. I mean, it's not the same.
Not. So we've now come to the end of the podcast where I'm going to head over to the freezer, Leon, to get these chop tops out. Do you like the sound effects?
We paid awesome. $5 for that.
big money. So, Leon, out of 5 Choc Tops, how many are you going to give Supergirl?
I would actually give Supergirl 3.5 Choc Tops.
That's a good score. Awesome. Yeah, that's good score.
It's not trying to be the traditional Superman movie, and because that I don't think that would work for everyone. But I really respect that it gives Supergirl her own identity and how she struggles, in her own corner of DC.
Yeah.
Well, she's a good thing.
She's got a place now, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And she'll probably be back to play Supergirl again in Supergirl 2.
And that's the beauty of it. We'll now see how that character will develop over the next movies that she'll be in.
Yeah, which is great. Like, that really is good because we know there's going to be more.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Leon. Great to have you on the show. And no doubt when we have another...
Thanks so much for having me, guys. I appreciate you giving me a call.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. We think it was great.
Well, I don't think anyone's ever thanked us, have they, Mr. Lee? I think that's Leon's the first in years.
Yeah. I think so. We'll have to have him back again.
You can come back anytime you want, Leon. Anytime you want. Have a great weekend, mate.
You too. Take care.
Thank you, Leon. Thank you. We're getting out of here, Mr. Lee. Time to go. Back to school holidays.
It certainly is.
The cinema.
Yeah.
How's that been?
Yeah.
Been good this week?
Been really busy. Moana, as we talked about it yesterday on yesterday's podcast, it's been going strong. Toy Story is still going in. And I know you're not going to like it, but Minions has too. So, it's been a great school holidays.
Don't lie, Mr. Lee. You're seeing the Pinocchio here. I can see your nose. It's not good. Anyway, of course, it would be doing because it is school holidays and the kids are going to see these movies. But that is great to see parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, whoever it might be, getting the kids out there. And go and see a good movie this weekend. There's lots to see. And if you are a superhero fan, Supergirl, as you have from Leon, it's one for you.
Correct.
Time to go.
I will see you next week.
Maybe. We'll see how we go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, it will. You know you can't keep me away. We'll be back on Thursday for our Flixster podcast. And, of course, anytime you want, there's more than 200 episodes you can go back and listen to. You can listen to us for about, what do you reckon, Mr. Lee, half a year?
Yeah. Easy.
If you want to. I mean, you don't have to.
Well, it'd be nice.
To. Yeah. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Want to be our next Talking Flixster? Register now at forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.